उत्साह निश्चयात धैर्यात तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तनात संगत्य गौसतो वृत्ति षड्भिर् भक्ति सिद्धति शुद्ध भक्ति आरु अनुकूल लक्षण कलवु उत्साहमु विश्वासमु सहनमु नियमानुसारमु పనిచేయుట భక్తులు కాని వారి సాంగత్యం చెందించుట భక్తుల అడుగుదాడల్లో నడుచుట ఈ ఆరు లక్షణాలు శుద్ధ భక్తియుత సేవకు సంపూర్ణ విజయాన్ని తప్పక సమకూర్చును. What are the six things that will enable you be successful in bhakti? Paranavati. What else you need to be successful? Faith. Patience. It will take a little time. You will go on. Following the role models, avoiding people who are loose candidates. And five, what is the sixth one? You have to systematically, already we said you have to follow the people who are advanced in the field and avoid people who are not serious about this business, and you have to follow the process carefully. Not that you come to temple, dance and chant and then go and start on your TV. So Prabhupada's purport. భక్తి యొక్క సేవ మెంటల్ స్పెక్యులేషన్ కాదు. భక్తి అనేటువంటి ఒక శాస్త్రం, ఏదో గుడ్డే దిచ్చోలో పడ్డట్టు సాయి రామ్ సాయి రామ్ సాయి రామ్ సాయి రామ్ అనే కాకుండా నాటీ కంటే జస్ట్ అనేది you cannot do. I was just reading 17th adhyayam Bhagavad Gita Gautama. Yajna dana tapa. It's not that anything is yajna. There is sattvika yajna, there is rajasika yajna, there is tamasika yajna. When sastra say you do yajna, they mean sattvika yajna. That means like you can offer nice khichdi, nice pulao rice. You cannot offer the Lord chicken fry. You have to offer, that is called yajna. You cannot offer anything you like. That's not a sattvic. Anything sattvic yajna jaya. Biryani, chicken biryani, you cannot. Vegetable biryani, you can. You can offer vegetable biryani to Jagannath. But because you like chicken biryani, you cannot offer. That is tamasic. That means offensive. So, bhakti yata seva, manasika kalpana vidhanam kadu. వాడేవాడు అప్పుడు పెళ్ళి గుర్రాలు ఎక్కించి గుర్రాలని గుర్రం మీద ఎక్కించి జనాలు అంతా వాళ్ళు డ్యాన్స్ చేస్తుంటారు పాటలతో. వాట్ ఈస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ డివోర్సెస్ డూయింగ్ కీర్తన్ అండ్ డ్యాన్స్ And what about the wedding party people do? Singing songs and dancing. Total difference. That is completely in ignorance. They are celebrating the body, celebrating the material function. Whereas here, spiritual upliftment and making a link up with Krishna. Completely different. Although it's like we are also singing and dancing, they are also singing and dancing. But the result is completely they will go to hell. Whereas devotees, they go beyond heaven to Vaikuntha. They have little celebration here and they suffer the rest of their future. Here there is a disciplined life and you get a very very successful life. You go back to back home, back to Godhead. So here is saying Ananya Bhakti ki anukulamaina paddhatilo Srila Rupa Goswami Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhulo Bhakti Yata Sevana Gurinchi Itlu Bhakti Seva Nirvachanam Anyabhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhanavritam Anukulyana Krishnana Chiranam Bhakti Uttama. What is Uttam Bhakti? Uttam Bhakti. Uttam Bhakti means the bhakti that delivers you. You do any bhakti other than Krishna Bhakti. Ananya Bhakti means only Krishna. And if you don't do Ananya Krishna Bhakti, but you do some kind of bhakti in your own way, to your own imagined God, concocted God. He says, Anya Virashita Sunyam. Whenever you are approaching God, you do it as a duty, not expecting anything in return. Don't think pinchy. I am attending Mangalati, doing so much bhajan at this and that, I should get promotion. Because I am living much better life than all your colleagues. They don't know nothing about God. So, you know, Krishna should give me good promotion because these are all bad people, I am better. But you are not doing your bhakti for that. Krishna may give you promotion in his own way, but you are not trying to exchange your bhakti for promotion. I am doing bhakti and Krishna has sent some 1 crore rupees. But I am not doing bhakti that I should get 1 crore rupees. You understand? It may come. But I am not doing it targeting that. I am doing bhakti because I am Krishna's servant. I am subordinate to Krishna. So, and Krishna knows what is good for me. I don't have to ask anything from Krishna. If you ask Krishna some 50 lakhs, maybe Krishna wants to give you 5 crores. You are a fool. And Krishna wants to give you 5 crores. Why you just want to go and ask 50 lakhs? Don't ask anything. Krishna knows. So, Anya Vilashita Sunyam. Jnana Karmadi Anavrtam. There is no fruitive activity. Jnana Karma. Suppose somebody says, something. But once you are convinced, you don't even think, because Krishna is God, I should worship him. Because you already fallen in love with Krishna. If somebody comes and says, no, Krishna is a human being. No, Vishnu is God, Krishna is avatar. What a devotee will say, they are attracted already. Because Krishna is really God and they are attracted. And anabhijna, people who don't know, they come and try to tell, you know, in the cinema I have seen how Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu. But you are saying Krishna is Supreme. They may talk all these things. But if you are already chanting Hare Krishna, what do you say? The gopis said, the gopis were not worshipping Krishna because they understood that Krishna is God. Is it like that? Gopis, Krishna was in Vrindavan. Gopis were also there and they saw Krishna. Like they saw many other boys. Why gopis were not attracted to many other boys? There are many boys of the same age group as Krishna. Now in this world, one girl is attracted to you, or like this is a gone case, Pinchel and this Jodi. Alright, I should find my hero. But in Vrindavan, that was not the same. There are many boys of the same age group as Krishna. But gopis, everybody is loving only Krishna. They are not attracted to other boys. Why? Because Krishna is supreme. They don't know, but they may not have the theory, but practically they are attracted because Krishna is personally there. So Krishna is there, and you see him, you meet him, and you are completely attracted to him. And people say, no, this is not. Why are you attracted to Krishna? You know, I am naturally attracted to Krishna, I don't care. Krishna is a debaucher, Krishna is a thief. Krishna is a diplomat. Krishna, apparently Krishna was a thief. Krishna was a diplomat. Krishna was a mischief monger. Krishna is black. Krishna is black. Black beauty. Nilmani. Nilmani. Kala. Kala. Krishna is Kala. But that Kala is not like charcoal black. That is not black like charcoal. That is not even black like rain cloud. Okay, Krishna is God. His color is transcendental. Transcendent black. Completely. If you really see Krishna, immediately you go mad. You just ignore everything in life. There was a story that happened. So, it was a real story. There were two friends, and one is a simple believer in God, so he trusted the other friend. Then God is witness, and he gave some loan, but he did not return the loan. So he went to the court. This is called Vishwasghat. When you are taking the loan, you are a friend. After you talk to them, goodbye, no friend. So this guy, poor fellow, thinking that this is a great friend, and donated beyond his capacity, big amount for him. So he had to go to court. Your green grass has come. You got the number also, phone number. So he went to the court, and the judge said, "What is the, who is the evidence?" He said, "Gopal is my evidence." The judge laughed. "Gopal, then you bring Gopal." He bring Gopal. But Gopal is not somebody loitering here on this earth. Gopal will only appear to a few devotees. Gopal is there, but nobody can see him. That he is not so cheap. You should give your best. And then if Krishna reciprocates, then you will see him. So the judge already was saying, "Gopal is the witness, Gopal, bring the witness." Then he said, "Because this guy is a strong believer and innocent believer. Yeah, I'm not fooling or cheating. Krishna is really witness, and he really cheated me. So Krishna should come and help me." So the date was decided. "All right, you bring your witness on such and such a day." Then he went to home. He sat before Gopal. "Gopal, you know everything. You have to come and give witness." So on the day, he went to the court, and somebody was following him. This guy is completely confident. Krishna, surely Bhagavan there are large rakhega. So he went to the court, and somebody is following Gungud Dalke, some man. And then when he entered the court witness box, this man with Gungud stood there. "Yes sir, did you bring your witness?" He looked into the witness box. Somebody is standing, face covered. Then, he has come. Then the judge asked, "Is it true?" And then Gopal just lifted his veil. That's it. The judge gave the verdict in favor of this innocent, decent guy. He gave the judgment that you have cheated your friend, you pay him back his 50 lakhs. But something else happened, because the judge has seen in life how Krishna looks like. He resigned his job. Hare Krishna. He became a father. He was attracted, that's all. I should simply, I always want to meditate on Krishna. I always want to chant his names. I always want to serve him. Resign his judge job. That is the effect. He just had a glimpse of Krishna. Because of some pure devotees insistence, Krishna can be the witness. That's it. He was then left his big judge's post. He went just to pursue Krishna. So anyavilashita sunyam jnana karma dhanavritam. So you don't care Krishna is seen or not seen, Krishna is a God or not God. That is, when you are a conditioned soul, like people like that, unless I convince you, oh, Krishna is God, why you will take a chanting Hare Krishna. But if you are a devotee for many lifetimes, it looks like I was. You know, I don't know in the medical college, I was offering food to Krishna. I don't know why I was offering. Parijanma kalavade panapuna. Athana Prabhupada lord pasukandhe tada. I tell you, I was offering food. This is God. Similarly, immediately, just by reading Prabhupada books, I jumped to Krishna bhakti. I left all my other bhakti. So I went to Balaji and told, you are God, there's no doubt, but you are less than Krishna. So kindly, now I move away from you and go to Krishna. I'm sure you'll be happy with that. I told Balaji, just moved on. See, that happened in America. It was so clear. Prabhupada, by reading Prabhupada books, all my things fell in place. And also another thing, one time I was sleeping in Vijayawada during my vacation, and some devotees were going on the street. I never chanted or did any bhakti seriously, nothing, just like you, all of you. That time I was also a medical student. I was sleeping, and some kirtan party. They were singing Hare Krishna. Oh, this is very nice. I thought like that and I slept again. Then in previous life, they were there, but I could not realize. Some kirtan early morning, like now I like early morning, I get up and chant. But that time I was not doing anything in this part. So, and somehow I woke up from my sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It was street kirtan. And I just ignored the whole thing. Gone. After I read Prabhupada, that time I liked Hare Krishna, and actually that is the best thing. See, the past life thing is that Krishna is trying to remind prasadam, kirtan. Other thing happened, I was going to America. I never read Bhagavad Gita till that time. I was just going to America. I thought I should give Bhagavad Gita to back. I don't know why. I just grabbed Bhagavad Gita and put it in my bag. Put it in my bag. It's not that I was reading Bhagavad Gita. It's not that I was interested in Bhagavad Gita. I don't know. Bhagavad Gita, it's like Krishna is coming. You know, you take me with you. You are meant for something else. Bhagavad Gita is calling me. I just took that Bhagavad Gita, put it in my bag. And my mother and father, right? You put Bhagavad Gita in your hand. In India, you can't go to Bhagavad Gita. I don't know why I was doing all that. When I read the Bhagavad Gita, this is why I was a devotee in my first life. So Krishna is telling me 2, 4, 3, 4 times. But I just ignored it. And I got kicks from my wife in America. You live as I tell you. American woman. Hey, what is this guy? What? I read Prabhupada books now. Woman has to be controlled. What happened? You guys, daily they come out to Salaam. So, and the woman said, I was in in-law's house. I was in in-law's house, America, I left all my, no affection for mother, no affection. No, I had to go to America, you see. I had to go. He stand there. I was surrounded by brother-in-law, another sister-in-law, and this so-called, and then this father-in-law, who has no wife. I was like their family, I was like, so then I thought, oh my God, because I cannot be free, I don't have any support. They are all there. Anyway, by the time I got Prabhupada's books, I said, no, I cannot spoil my life to the whims of a woman. I cannot do this. You know, so I got so much strength by reading Prabhupada's books. So I told her, I am doing all right, you follow me, you follow others. Let's get lost. Let's. You mind your business, I mind. Because I got Krishna in my life. So I don't want to live a whimsical life. I don't want to live a chaotic life. I did not want to live a meaningless life. Life without moving towards Krishna is meaningless. Why are you living? No purpose, just to suffer. Just to suffer you are living. Whether you worship Krishna or not, suffering is there. Is that right? Even when you worship Krishna, you don't have suffering. Because I am worshipping Krishna, I don't get hunger or what. Because I am worshipping Krishna, I know every of my desires will be fulfilled or not. I don't know, something may happen, something don't happen. But I am not bothered. I just want to serve Krishna. Whether there is, because I am worshipping Krishna, money is coming. So money doesn't come, so you stop worshipping Krishna or what? Because money is not coming, you stop worshipping Krishna. That's why it is called Asalishava Padaratam Pinastama Adarsanan Marmatam Karotuva Adadadava Vidadatu Lampato Matrana Nadasu Sayeva Napara. Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am unconditionally your servant. You make me happy by keeping me in your embrace, or make me broken hearted by kicking me away. You are free to do anything, everything, because you are my unconditional Lord. Very good. So that means the moment you know that Krishna is God, Krishna, how you will deal with me, what you will arrange for me, that's immaterial. I want to be Krishna conscious. Whatever is life, I want to be, because this is the ultimate. Ultimate is become Krishna conscious, get out of this world. Why you want to ask promotion, why you ask money, why you ask this and that? Because you have to die. If you have to die, what is the point in asking for promotion? If you have to die, why you should ask money? Is that right? Is that right? So whatever comes, let it come. Whatever goes, let it go. But life has to go on with Krishna. It is up or down in life. What is it a devotee experiences? Devotee experiences inner joy. Pandavas were having many tribulations because Krishna is there with them. Still there are many tribulations. But they are experiencing something else. Krishna consciousness will give you some realization. This is eternal happiness. Material life, temporary. Ye bhi jayega, dukh hai. Ye bhi jayega, rehne wale mein marna to hai. Suppose aap poor hai, aap ill healthy hai, ill health hai, aap poor hai. And so what? It's only for 40-50 years. After you go away to Krishna. So now it is said, you want good life for 40 years or you want eternal happy life? What do you want? You want eternal happy life or good life for 40 years? A fool will want good life for 40 years and then go to become a dog or a hog. Hare Krishna.